Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. There is a common coaching phrase out there, especially for coaches who work with entrepreneurial women. And it says something along the lines of stop playing small or dream bigger. And I have a love-hate relationship with this phrase and this coaching advice. I don't doubt the intent behind it, which really is to encourage women who have a lot of potential, but coaches aren't seeing them live up to that potential. And they can see that these women are holding back because they're afraid. They're afraid to dream bigger. They're afraid to put themselves out there as an expert. I totally get it, and I understand the sentiment. But for me and my brain, at least at this point in my entrepreneurial journey, there's a lot of negative connotations with that for me. And so I struggle with that, and it's something that I am working on. But two things that I'm working on first, which may be helpful to you as well, and this is something that we've been talking quite a bit about in the Sila Society Mastermind, is our mindset about our marketing, about our business itself, and what is marketing to us, and what does marketing feel like to us. For a lot of us, marketing feels icky. We feel like used car salesmen. And I'm learning over and over again that marketing, the best description I've heard is you're out there telling stories and you're making offers. And that's really what it is. Marketing is serving. Marketing is getting out there and helping people. And that's something that we all have to work through to get to the point where we're willing to do that. But then there's this fear that's in the back of most of us. But I don't want to be out there. I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to put myself out there and chance somebody is going to react or somebody's not going to give me a kind comment. Unfortunately, that's part of doing business, as part of putting your names out there. Things are not always going to be easy. Things are going to be challenging, and they should be. They should be pushing us be out of our comfort zone. They should be pushing us to the point where we're growing. But do we need to play bigger? Yeah, from the definition that a lot of these coaches are using this phrase in, yes, I would agree with it. However, what has been really impressed on me lately is something that I've been learning and something that I am currently working on, and we've been talking about it in the mastermind and asking ourselves, what does this mean? I've been looking at the words of quiet and amplify. For me, I have big dreams. I'm just not acting on them. So for me, I need to stop playing quiet. I need to stop letting fear from putting my voice out there. And right now, my voice is not nearly as loud as it needs to be. And it's quiet and it's hesitant and it's offering opinions in safe places. I've been working through this idea that I market in safe places. The podcast is growing, but it's not huge, so it's not reaching a lot of people. I have a decent size emailing list, but it's not that big. So when I'm sharing my offers and I'm sharing stories, it's in a safe place. It's in a smaller number of people. Social media, I'm there, but I'm not being as strategic as I should be and need to be. And I'm working on that. And part of that is because I'm playing quiet. I'm not putting my voice out there. I'm not offering my opinion. I'm not showing people what I do and how I do it and who I can best help. And that is being a disservice to the people that I could help, but it's also being a disservice to me. And I need to be able to honor the gifts and talents that I've been given. And I need to use them. But how can I use them if I'm playing quiet, if I am hiding behind this fear of being seen? And I'm speaking to you as a shy introvert who is most likely considered to be an HSP or a highly sensitive person. And it is hard for me to put myself out there. It is hard for me to amplify my voice and get more visible. And so this is something that we're working on. And this is something that we all need to work on in our businesses. So the question becomes is how do we move from playing in quiet, of playing from a place of fear and moving beyond that so that we stop being quiet, that we get louder and move forward with confidence in using our voice and amplifying our voice and amplifying what we know and how we can help people. Marketing is not necessarily easy, but it shouldn't be soul-wrenching or gut-wrenching either. So we have to look at ways. One, yes, we have to look at what's working out in the marketplace, but we also have to look at what can we do? Where do we show up naturally? How do we naturally share what we do and how we do it? And then take it up a notch. And once we take it up a notch, how do we amplify it? How do we get a little bit, just a little bit louder so that marketing becomes easier? And it becomes our way of playing a little bit louder and we stop playing quiet. And it's a way to start putting ourselves out there in a way that doesn't feel so awful. It feels a little more natural, and from that we can grow. This word amplify or turning up the dial, I learned from business coach Taylor Lee. And she talks about for herself when her business is not doing so well or she's struggling in her business or sales aren't coming through the way she expected, instead of taking back step back and playing in fear, she turns up the notch, she turns up the dial, and then she amplifies her efforts. She amplifies how much she's showing up. She amplifies how she speaks something with conviction and with authority so that the right people will hear it and respond. And that really hit me in a unique way when I heard that. And so I've been struggling with this. How do I get my voice out there? How do I grow the podcast? How do I put myself out there as an expert, as a gentle business coach? How do I talk to people in a more effective way about the business clarity journey? And for me, that is all about stop playing quiet. When I can learn to stop playing quiet, that naturally will grow. That will grow in hopefully audience, income, influence, and also in growing my business network so that I'm meeting more people, that I'm talking to more people, that I'm able to connect more people, that I'm able to help more people. But I can't do that if I stay quiet. I can't do that if I don't amplify what I already know instead of doing the safe thing. And now when I talk about safe thing, this shows up in many different ways, both in my own life and the women that I coach. It feels much safer to go create something new. That's fun. That's exciting. That is taking an idea and running with it and researching it and putting together a really cool product or program. And then we stop. We stop putting it out there. We stop putting ourselves out there. We stop talking about it because it's scary. It is scary when you are somebody who is used to sitting behind a computer screen and just typing away and connecting with people that way. It's hard to put yourself out there and make yourself visible, make your opinion visible. So we keep creating one new thing after another, whether it's a new lead magnet, where it's a podcast, where it is a new program, but then we don't market it. We don't put ourselves out there. So we continue to play quiet. Do we really need a new product or a new service or a new lead magnet? Most of us don't. Most of us need to take what we already know, what we already have. Maybe it needs a few refinements, but most of the time we refine and we create new because that's safe and that's quiet and that's not risking the vulnerability of putting our voices out there. So do you need to stop playing quiet? Do you need to amplify your voice? Do you need to amplify what you already know, what you already have, and put it out there so that people can see the wonderful things that you do and how you can transform lives? I know I do, and I'm getting better at it, and I'm refining how I do it, and I'm leaning into this question, what ways am I playing quiet? And why am I playing quiet? And what can I do to make it easier for me to stop playing quiet and make myself heard in the marketplace? I don't need thousands and thousands of people on my mailing list. I would love a couple hundred of very engaged email subscribers and talk to them and invite them to fun things, invite them into conversations rather than 10,000 anonymous people who really aren't the best fit for me. I do prefer smaller. I do prefer more intimate, where I can get to know people, to understand where they are in their business, get to know how I could help them or people I could connect them to help them in their business. I can't do that if I continue playing quiet. Can you continue to move forward in your business? Continue to reach out and find the people that you know you can help. You see them in the clients that you work with. You see them in social media. You see them in Facebook groups. But if you stay quiet, can you go help them? Do they even know you can help them? Now, I will say, because I do focus so much on clarity, because clarity is foundational for so many of us, that we're not super clear about what we do and who we do it for and how we help people solve a problem and transform their lives and their business. And when you aren't sure about that, that also impacts the ability to stop playing quiet, because you don't know what to say. You don't know what to share. You don't know where your best fit client is. You don't even know who your best fit client is, because things are changing. For so many of the years that I focused on WordPress website development, I was a subcontractor. I didn't have to put myself out there. Work was sent to me. I developed very close relationships with the agencies that I worked with, and they sent me work, which for that season was exactly what I needed. The problem is I didn't learn who my ideal client was. I didn't understand how I could help them. And to be totally honest, I did not want to talk about WordPress plugins. I did not want to talk about how to update WordPress or how to make sure that your WordPress is working exactly as it needs to. I loved talking to people about their business and then how does the website fit into that. But in my brain at the time, I couldn't talk about that because I was a WordPress developer. I wasn't a coach. And that is something that I had to learn over the years, that actually I was a coach. And that's the part I loved about websites. I could have been talking about that part of website if I had given myself permission to stop playing quiet. And I think back now, when I look back at that, if I had given myself permission to step past that fear, past my comfort zone, and be able to share my opinions about what really goes into designing an effective website. And it's not about fancy graphics or all the fancy whiz bangs that make a website look really cool. It's about you and your messaging and how you're talking to your people. If I had been talking about that way back when, how different would my website business have been the last 4 or 5 years? Would I have found myself moving into coaching more naturally and more easily than the dragging out of the depths of my soul that I am a coach instead of resisting it for so long? What if I had stopped playing quiet a long time ago? How would my business be different? Now, when you don't have clarity about your business, you don't know really where you are in your entrepreneurial journey because you have created a business. It feels probably like a job at this point, and you really can see the vision of what your business could be, or what you dream it could be. It's not necessarily a thing about you need to dream bigger. It's first that you need to get that clarity. You need to understand what that vision is for your business and the steps it's going to take to get you there. With that clarity of knowing who you serve, what you do, the problem you solve, and how best you can help people, and who is the person you can best help, there's a confidence that comes from that. That clarity grows as you take action on that. All of a sudden, you know who you can help. You know how you can help them. And now all of a sudden, you have words that you can use to share with people about what you do and how you can help. That clarity brings confidence. And with that confidence, you now can start using your voice. And you can stop playing quiet. And you can start dreaming a little bigger even. And you can start helping more people. And you can start amplifying your message. You can start amplifying your voice. You can start amplifying your expertise in a very natural way that you're not constantly fighting against. You're actually starting to enjoy. you're actually starting to go, you know what? I can help this person. I know how to help them. I know that they are someone that I could make a difference in their lives. And isn't that what we all want? We want to be able to go out there and help people and transform them and help them make life and business easier, more fulfilling. We want work that's more in alignment. So when you go through the business clarity journey, and when you get to the point where you really understand who you are as an entrepreneur today, not the person who started that business that now feels like a J-O-B, but who you are today, and now you can see the steps to move forward to build a business that fits you, that allows you to step into your calling, allows you to use your gifts and your talents and the experience that you have brought along with you, now you have confidence. And with that confidence, you can really understand who it is you are best able to help. Now you can start talking to them. Now you kind of know where they show up. Now you know how to go talk to them and talk about where they're struggling. What are the things that are going on in their business and their lives that they are struggling with that you can help? And when you know that, you can stop playing quiet. You can start using your voice with confidence. You can use your voice with clarity. You can start reaching out to opportunities and saying yes to opportunities because now you know, and now you have the confidence to say, I can make a difference there. So do you need to stop playing small or stop dreaming small? Or do you need to stop playing quiet? And when you stop playing quiet, is that enough for right now? Or do you need to amplify? Do you need to increase the volume and the sound of your voice and showing up in the right places more often with more authority? Instead of playing it safe in how you're talking to people or where you're showing up, maybe it's time to increase the intensity a little bit. Be a little bit more challenging in what you say. Be more succinct. Instead of beating around the bush, a lot of times because we are women who like to stay behind the computer screen or we like to stay in super small groups where we can just connect one-on-one with people, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when it's time to stop playing small, when it's time to amplify our voice, we have to move out of our comfort zone. And even if you have the clarity that's given you the confidence, there is still a mental component there that you go, now I know. And now it's time to use that clarity, to use that confidence. There is some work we have to do a lot of times to realize that we do know. We do have opinions. We do know what we're talking about. And it's time to start using our voice and amplifying what we know, how we can help people, and getting ourselves out there. So for me, I know I need to stop playing quiet. And that is something I'm working on. And that is something that is going to be showing up in my marketing and probably even here on the podcast now, because I have that understanding. I know how I can help people. I have some very cool packages that I'm really excited about in helping people find the clarity they're looking for and then moving them into a different container where they can actually now take what they know and grow a sustainable business that allows them to adjust to the season of life that they are in. And our seasons do change. And when our seasons change, a lot of times we take a step back and start playing quiet again. We need community to support us in helping us to stop playing quiet or point out to us, you know, you're playing quiet, you need to get louder, you need to amplify. Now, as a gentle business coach, I am somebody who is going to push you from time to time. I am going to challenge you to think outside the box. I'm going to challenge you to say, you know what? You're playing it safe. Or you're starting to create a new program or a new offer. Why? What's wrong with the one you created that you were really excited about last week? Why haven't you shared that? Why have I not seen it in your newsletter? Why have I not seen it in your social media feed? So we need community. We need people to point out to us, you need to get louder. Louder does not necessarily mean that you have to show up on every single platform that's out there available. You don't have to be out there every day, but it does mean that when you are out there and you are strategically sharing stories and making offers, that you're being very clear about who you can help and what you can help them do. And that's what we do in Business Clarity Coaching, is help you get clear about that so that you have the confidence to move forward and stop playing quiet. If you have any questions about this or you have any comments, I would love to hear about it and answer the question, where are you playing quiet? Where are you playing safe? And what is one thing you could do this week to stop playing quiet and to start amplifying what you know, what you do, and who you can help? Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.